you know, like, I suppose we really targeted today as like a bounce back from last year, like losing that quarterfinal last year to Waterford in the park was kind of a low for us. So we knew we didn't want that to happen again. And, you know, we're chasing performances. And I think, like, in the first half especially, we came out today and, you know, after the first couple of minutes, we really settled into it and started playing the way we wanted to play, probably for the first time this year. So that was positive.
The goal came very early on, 5 minutes in. You were obviously at the end of the move. What do you remember about it?
I just remember them scoring first. And I suppose my dad always said, if they get a goal, get another one back. So I suppose that was just probably in my brain, that, like, just cancel that one out straight away and go again.
Nothing between the sides for a lot of the first half, and then he sort of pulled away coming up to half time.
Yeah, I suppose we settled into the game, you know. Surface was very hard, and we haven't been used to that this year, so it's kind of just adjusting to that and getting into our game. But, you know, it's great to have a bit of summer hurling in April.
And then the second half, I presume the message from the management at halftime was to just continue what you had been doing in the first half.
Yeah, I suppose we focus on ourselves, really. We have our own targets that we need to reach going into the second half. So we were just focusing on achieving them, to be fair. We didn't change too much. Obviously, the subs coming on made a massive difference. Like, Clodagh Finn coming in really settled the ship there with a couple of minutes to go and got a great couple of points. So, you know, like, there's fierce competition there for places. So it's great to see girls coming on and showing up like that.
Seriously, I presume today was hugely important. Okay, you mentioned last year what happened, but maybe to bounce back after the way the league finished up.
Like I said, we're chasing performances, and we're not too worried about you know, trophies this time of year. So it's about ourselves and working really hard and fine-tuning things, really. Obviously the league didn't go as well as we planned, but at the same time, like, we can't dwell on that either, just keep pushing forward. And we think we learned that last year, that no matter how many setbacks you have, there's always another day out and there's always another chance to have a go at it. So I suppose we'll just look on to the final now and work hard for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you can look back now and see what's going to happen later on in the quarter final today. Your opponents will be known probably in about a week's time, but you can sit back and look forward to that final in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, there'll be no sitting back, but we can definitely train and look forward to it. But look, the more matches, the better. And I just think the more games we play, you know, the little things will come together. So it's just another day out.
Of course, championship is just around the corner. The in a month's time, because you are the champions, everyone will be gunning for Cork, and you have a very difficult group, including Galway.
Yeah, but that's the way you want it to be, I suppose. Growing up, Cork were always the team everybody wanted to beat, and like, we wouldn't have it any other way. It is what it is, I suppose. Every year you go out and you want to play as well as you possibly can, and everyone's out to get everyone at this stage. So yeah, no, it's grand to have to be the ones being chased, but we're still chasing ourselves. So be a good championship, hopefully.
I presume it's massive from the point of view of the promotion of the sport that you're playing today as a curtain raiser to the big match between Cork and Clare.
Yeah, look, it's great to have a bit of a crowd. It would have been nice if they were in for the first half as well, but no, it is. It's great. It's great to play in an occasion such as the Munster Championship with the hurling on. I can't wait to watch the match now and go out. But it's brilliant. It's great for the promotion of this game. And, you know, maybe if one person out there said, Jesus, that was actually a good enough game, they might come again the next day. So, you know, it's good for the sport, I suppose.